Hello, ho, 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 listeners. You are listening to another episode of That's Entertainment. I am your pop culture maven, Jeff Malone, and with me, as always, live from Hampton, Maine. Wouldn't you know it, it's my Aunt Beth Woods.
It is.
How are you this holiday season, Aunt Beth?
I'm good. I haven't been on with you in a while, so it's kind of nice to be doing it.
Yeah.
But I'm still in shock that Christmas is in a week from the tonight when we're recording. It just, everybody's saying that since Thanksgiving was so late, it just feels like we haven't even had time to prepare for it. It's crazy.
Yeah, I guess so. But isn't that always true? I don't think there's been a holiday season in my entire adult life where it didn't feel like it went so fast.
Yeah, I know. We probably say that every year. It's going too fast.
I've gotten used to it. That's how it feels as you get older.
Yeah, and I guess
so. The only thing that bothers me is that means I can't get caught up on all the TV shows I watch.
I know.
Before I'm finally gathered with family.
Yeah, that's right. You can't be rude and go in your room and watch TV the whole time. Because it's very...
Not the whole time, I think. But if you're staying with family for like several days, I think you can at least carve out like at least an hour.
Yeah.
Where you watch something on your own.
But enjoy your family time too, because that's...
Right.
Yeah.
By forcing them to watch.
Yes. Right. They have to catch
what
up.
You like.
They have to catch up on all your shows too while you're
right,
watching.
Right, exactly. but yeah, you mentioned it. It's been a while since we've recorded, I guess, since our Emmys episode.
Oh, okay. I was trying to remember when the last one was. You've kind of had me there in spirit on a couple of them.
I have, yes. I've had a few recommendation episodes, at least one karaoke episode, and we did the Halloween episode.
Yeah.
Did you manage to listen to any of those?
I listened to the Halloween one. And I think I listened to the recommendation, not the new. Did you do the newest, record that one already, the newest one?
I did Days of Heaven and Jesus of Cool.
Oh, so yeah.
There's still one more that you've given me that I still have to record.
Oh, yeah. I listened to all of those.
Okay. Any thoughts, any reactions?
It sounded like you really liked the Nick Lowe CD. Mm-hmm. So I was, I'm always glad if you like what we, it's one of your dad's. Did you talk to him about it at all?
Cause he's, mm-hmm, yeah, we mentioned it a bit.
He's one of your dad's favorites too. So, the Days of Heaven is funny because I haven't seen it in so long. So, you know, I remember loving it at the time. But who knows? I mean, I could watch it today and think, oh, because I do remember it was a little odd. I remember it was beautifully filmed, and I saw it with your dad. But I don't really remember a lot of the plot or anything, so I probably should watch it again. I mean, I forget. Did you say that you thought at the end, did you say you liked it or...
I liked it for the most part. It would have been nice to have seen it on the big screen.
Yeah.
I was kind of a little distracted in the beginning, because that's what happens at home. And I think I missed a few key plot details.
Yeah.
But it was mostly enjoyable.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
All right. Well, any other thoughts to share about,
I don't think so. Not till we might as well start on our Christmas episode.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and do that then. So, on That's Entertainment, the premise of the show is that we pick a pop culture topic and discuss it according to the three F's: first, favorite, and forever. And we're kind of going to do that today, but this is our holiday special episode. We've been doing a Christmas themed episode every year we've been recording.
So since 2019?
19, yeah.
2022.
Or maybe
23. I don't know, because so this would be the sixth. I don't. We did songs.
Maybe we didn't We did songs, movies, TV shows, and then last year we did, I think we talked about food, Christmas food. So
We
maybe the
must have
first year we
skipped
didn't
one.
do one.
Yeah, I think maybe we didn't. Okay.
We were still getting our sea legs then.
Yeah, okay. I don't even remember the food one.
Well, that was,
Jeez.
I think that's what we talked about last year. Remember, we just did a quick one, like we're doing now, just
Yeah.
a quick and casual
Okay.
one. Yeah, so this time around, we're talking about some of our favorite Christmas gifts of all time, and specifically pop culture themed gifts. So maybe a prized movie on VHS or DVD, or an album, whether on vinyl or compact disc format, or maybe a piece of movie memorabilia, or a mug with a quote from a favorite fictional character, or a book, or what have you. Plenty of options to choose from. So, in the spirit of first favorite and forever, I was like, well, we should choose at least three for each of us, and one from a really, like, as far back as we can remember, then maybe one in the middle of our Christmas journeys, and one more recent one. So, yeah, I guess let's start with an early one. What did you write down,
Okay.
Aunt Beth?
Well, I thought I did a good job, but I realized that mine aren't all very pop culture oriented. So I didn't follow the directions as well.
Uh-oh.
But I don't know if I could have thought of any. So the first one I thought of was in 1967. So I was 11. And we used to spend Christmas with my Aunt Judy and Uncle Ralph, who's my mom's brother, and we always went there for Christmas. And Aunt Judy was very, she was young and pretty, and she had really good taste. And she picked out this sweater dress for me, that I said was kind of a mod dress. And that was like my favorite present of for as long as I can remember. So we can say it's kind of fashion related in the pop culture world.
Do you still have it?
No, you know, that's funny because I do have some old dress. Well, I know this one dress I have that is super old. I don't know if it's from high school or not, but no, I don't know what happened to that dress, but oh, I just loved it. So that's the I don't remember much many before that. I'm sure I got like stuffed animals, and I did get to start getting some albums. I'm sure my brothers probably gave me some Beatle albums, but it doesn't like stick in my head specifically. So yeah, that's my earliest favorite.
Okay, well, my early one, well, I wrote down a couple of honorable mentions, which I'll mention quick, and I think they were Christmas gifts, just because of how expensive they were, which would be Nintendo 64 and then GameCube, the Nintendo video game system. So the N64, I think, came out in 96. We maybe got ours a year later, so I would have been nine. And my brother Rob would have been 11, so that was a gift for both of us. And I think GameCube was the same deal. That was came out maybe 3 or 4 years after the N64. But the one that I picked as my top choice, or at least one of my favorites from childhood, was Mystery Science Theater 3000, the movie on VHS.
Okay. What year
I'd
was
re
that? Or approx.
Probably 98,
Okay.
maybe. It would be my guess, because I know I got into MST3K, the TV show, when it started airing on the Sci-Fi Channel, which was in 97. And then I found out there was a movie version, and I'm like, oh, I've got to see this. So I got that.
From Santa.
I'm pretty sure Santa. Yes, yeah, Santa spooled all the film onto the VHS, or the elves did it, and Santa delivered it. And yeah, then I remember watching it maybe the day of Christmas after unwrapping. And when family came over, they joined in and watched it. And now the quotes from that movie they're just a part of my vernacular. Stuff like into the weenie mobile, weenie man away, or eat at Joe's. Mm-hmm. All my fellow Misties will know what I'm talking about there.
Did you make Rory and Wesley watch it when they were there at times?
I know they. Well, if they visited that year, almost definitely.
Yeah. I know a few times you had some shows on, but I was thinking that might have been one of them, but I'm not sure.
I know I've shown MST3K to a lot of people, whether it was the movie or just some random episode, so that's definitely possible. Should we get Wesley on the phone and ask him that live on the air?
I will ask him next time. He is in Florida still, so. Oh, okay, well, that's a good one.
All right. Yeah. So now let's go into some years later with maybe our favorite gift of all time. Maybe is this from early adulthood, or what did you select?
So this was, it's interesting that I remember the years. This was 1983. So I was a young, let's see, still young.
Younger than I am now, I think.
Yeah. Only in my 20s still, yeah. Mm. And so I'm cheating a little here because I can't remember if this was my gift or your dad, or if your dad got this gift, but somebody got Trivial Pursuit. And it had just come out, and we were playing it Christmas evening at my Uncle Ralph's house, and we all were like enamored with it. We just, because there was nothing like it, we just loved it. And what was funny is your dad had just started dating your mom that September, and this was December. And I remember he was supposed to leave to go to her house to see the family. And he was having so much fun playing the game that not that he didn't want to go. I should not say that. But we were like, Bob, I think you're supposed to go to Sue's house. And he didn't want to tear himself away. And so that just always sticks in my mind. And and then we played it so much after that, you know, when it first came out. I remember playing it New Year's Eve at my sister-in-law's and brother-in-law's down at the Cape. And it was just so much fun when it first, new games are like that, you know, when you first start playing them, it's just so much fun. So
I thought you were going to say that that you knew that my parents, or that my mom was going to be a perfect fit for my dad based on the way they played Trivial Pursuit together. But he was there and she wasn't.
Yeah, this was, because, they had only been dating like 3 months, I guess. So, but, you know, she had invited him to come over.
Well, it didn't take them that long to get engaged.
I know, they didn't. But yeah, she wasn't there, so he went. He was heading over, so you'll have to ask him about it. Kind of funny.
I think there was an episode of the Goldbergs all about how they became obsessed with Trivial Pursuit.
Oh, really? What were the years of that show?
Every episode took place in 1980 something.
Okay, so it started whenever 80. Okay.
Well, it was every. Patton Oswalt was the narrator. Mm-hmm. He played the older version of the main character, Adam. And his narration at the beginning of every episode was like, it was December 1st, 1980 something. Oh, or it was February 14th, 1980 something. So like the characters got older. So, and it ran for like 9 seasons. So ostensibly ran from like 80 to 89 or thereabouts.
But he never really.
They were picking and choosing randomly from all over the decades. So you could have one week an episode about Back to the Future, which came out in 1985, and then the next week, an episode about Return of the Jedi, which came out in 1983.
Okay.
So it could somehow be 2 years ago.
Yeah.
1 week later.
Okay, I gotcha.
But anyway, yeah, that's a little digression. So the one I picked for my middle favorite present, I'm not entirely sure this was a Christmas present, but it might have been a high school graduation present. But because I know it was something that I took with me my freshman year of college, and it's a book called 1001 Movies You Must See Before You Die.
Yeah, remember that book.
I'm pretty sure my Aunt Pat gave it to me. I think it was a Christmas present, so it would have been Christmas 2005, my senior year of high school. I mean, 1001 movies. I don't know. Maybe I've seen 300 of them altogether. It's probably on my childhood bookshelf still.
Yeah.
I hope it's still there. I don't think I got rid of it. Don't know why I would have. But yeah, it's filled with classics from every decade of cinema. Big blockbuster releases, indie movies, plenty of foreign selections. And, you know, ones that, I mean, I've been a budding cinephile for as long as I can remember. There were plenty of movies in here that I'd never heard of before.
Yeah.
One that I can remember specifically from hearing about the first time while reading it in the book is The Vanishing, this Dutch thriller movie. Have you ever heard or seen this movie?
It sounds familiar, and I think it's scary, right?
Yeah, well, there was an American remake as well. I think it was Jack Nicholson in the remake. But it's about this couple who are like taking a road trip for vacation, and the girl they stop at a rest stop and the girl just disappears.
Mm-hmm.
And then her boyfriend becomes obsessed with trying to find her. Meanwhile, then we meet her kidnapper and see what he's all about. And then the boyfriend meets with the kidnapper, and he like promises, well, I'll tell you what I did. Here's how I captured her. This is what happens. And you're like, oh no, now what's he going to do to the boyfriend? So that's one of the movies, one of the 1001 movies that I just had to see before I died. And I wrote a backup choice in case anyone does like any research and discovers that this was not in fact a Christmas present and tries to invalidate this episode. I also wrote down this book called Christopher Walken A to Z, which I'm like 99% sure that was a Christmas present from my sister, probably around the time I was in college. So around the same time, just like it was like a series of essays alphabetically designed about Christopher Walken.
Oh, never heard of that one. Okay. Well, I don't. Hopefully no one will dig into your history. I don't know if anybody could prove it either, so.
I mean, there are some pretty good detectives out there. Let's wrap it up with a more recent selection for a forever section. So, go back to the recent Ghosts of Recent Christmas Past.
Yeah, and mine was 2022, so just 2 years ago. My dishwasher had been broken for over a year. Oh, it was actually one time it was broken and Rory fixed it. I think the mice had chewed some of the wires. Then it broke again, and so I didn't have it for a year. I was washing, at least, you know, it was just me, but I was washing everything by hand. So 2 years ago when Rory and his girlfriend Claire were here, they tried fixing it, and they said that it was really that they didn't think it was going to be worth fixing it. And then a few days later, I was working, but I was here. And so they said they had to go into town to do some stuff. And then they came back and Rory said, oh, we're going to look at the dishwasher again. And so I was downstairs most of the time with the dogs, and I'm coming in and out, and all of a sudden I look, I was like, is that a different dishwasher? They had gone out and bought me a new dishwasher and installed it. And it was such a neat surprise, and that it was just a very touching. So that was a great gift. A lot of people I know that live with either alone or just two people say, "Oh, I don't even use my dishwasher," and I'm like, "Oh, I use it all the time, even though I'm the only one, because I grew up with a dishwasher, and I just like to be able to." You know, then you don't have stuff sitting in the sink, and so when you don't have it, you feel, like, oh my goodness, I need to get that fixed. So then I just wrote a couple other, like you did honorable mentions. I did a few. I said some other great gifts. I know the kids have gotten me lots of CDs. Riley got me a GPS a number of years ago that I still use because I don't have the car where it's built in, so I still use that. Rory gave me, it was a, we call it, we do this a lot. Riley named it, we call it Birthmas, and sometimes it'll be a combination Christmas birthday present. And Rory gave me an iPad, which is what I'm using right now. And I mean, I love this thing. I use it all the time. And then the last one was, one year, a couple, I think it was only 2 years ago, I had said to Wesley and Elizabeth, I said, I like those, I think like BJ's has their little like gift baskets, and sometimes they have different foods in them. Sometimes they have hot cocoa, crackers, all different kinds of things. And I said, oh, I like those. Well, Wesley and Elizabeth made one of their own for me and put in all their own stuff, and I just loved it. And I think they did it again last year, so that was another favorite.
I wrote down something that I think you'll be familiar with, and I didn't check what year it was, but I think it was within the past few years. And I'm not wearing it now, but I was wearing it a few days ago and planning on wearing it again. Probably multiple times in the next couple weeks. Do you know what I'm about to say?
Is it a T-shirt I gave you?
I think you may have been behind the selection of
Oh,
it, but it was officially from someone else
from
that
Riley,
you're
who's
closely related to. Yes. Do you remember what Riley gave to
oh.
me the last time she had me for Pollyanna? In fact, she may have gotten the idea from you
Yeah.
after a podcast
I
episode.
know. Oh, was it the Die Hard one?
Yeah,
That's
that's what I'm talking
right.
about. The t-shirt that says Die Hard is my favorite Christmas movie.
That's right. Because I told her, yeah, I think that. So yeah, that would have been. When did we do the movies?
I
2 years
think
ago, probably?
I think 3 years
Or three.
ago, because I
Okay.
think the Christmas songs was our first Christmas episode. I think
Yeah.
that was 4 years ago, and then we
Okay,
did
so then the
movies the
movies.
next
Yeah.
year.
Oh, that's so funny. Isn't that nice? I was going to say we should name our favorite Pollyanna things, but I can't even argue. I always love whatever my Pollyanna gift was. So, but that's nice. I'll have to tell Riley that. So you wear that a lot during when you're home for
I mean,
Christmas.
it's my go-to festive outfit, pretty
Yes.
much.
Yes. Well, good. That's good.
I was just wearing it when I went to the karaoke bar this past Saturday.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, we only have, like, I say, we really only have the month of December to wear our Christmas stuff, so you got to wear it as much as you can.
Right. I mean, well, Die Hard itself originally came out, I think, in June or July, so you can celebrate Christmas in July
Oh, okay.
and wear it then too.
Huh.
But yeah, so I sang one of our, I believe it's one of all of our favorite Christmas songs. I know it was on my list. It was on my dad's list. It might, or I'm not sure if it was on your list or not. And it was a song that was featured in Die Hard. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Not the Beastie Boys one that you guys love. Or not the Beastie Boys.
Well, you're thinking the right genre.
Okay.
Run DMC.
That's what I meant, Run DMC. Yeah.
Christmas in
That's
Hollis.
okay. Yeah, that wasn't on mine, but okay, so that's from, I didn't know that was in that movie even. Okay.
Well, so when Argyle, the chauffeur, picks up John McClane at the airport in the beginning of the movie, he starts playing that song in the car, in the limo, and John McClane says, "Can't we listen to some Christmas music?" And Argyle's like, "Man, this is Christmas music."
Okay. Oh,
All right. Did we cover all the
yeah, I think,
Christmas presents we
yeah, I
wanted to
think
mention?
so.
All right. Well, I guess I also said let's continue a podcasting tradition we started last year and just talk quick about what our viewing plans are for the next couple of weeks during the holiday break. So anything, any specials or movies you're hoping to
Well,
watch?
I'm definitely. I always watch. There's a Call the Midwife Christmas special on every year, so I'll be
Of
watching that.
course. How
And
long do you think those will last
I don't know.
until
It's been going on for a while
the
now.
whole century?
Yeah. Right? Well, they're into like, I don't know if it's 1970. It started in the 50s. The show, not the show, but when the time period. And I think they're up to like either 69 or 70. And I think it's like a two, it's might be a 2 hour special this time, but have you ever watched it?
Never a full
Oh,
episode.
okay.
Like I've probably seen just bits and pieces when my
Yeah.
parents had it on.
And then, this is another time that I really miss Entertainment Weekly because I feel so uneducated about what the new movies that are coming out at Christmas time. That's usually a big time for, and so I Googled some, but I knew the Complete Unknown was coming out, the Bob Dylan one, which I definitely want to see. But there weren't a lot. Like I wrote down A Real Pain, which actually that came out a while ago, right? That's the what's his name? My mind just went blank. But
Jesse
Jesse
Eisenberg
Eisenberg, yeah, and Baby
and Karen
Girl
Culkin.
with Nicole Kidman, and then Nickel Boys, I wrote down. I don't even remember what that is. But, and then the only.
That's based on a novel by Colson Whitehead. It's about like these two boys in a this reform school.
Okay.
And yeah, they're like trying to they form a friendship and try to figure out how to escape the school.
Oh, okay. I read about it, so I must have liked what I read about. And then I just said then I just want to catch up on some of the shows I've been stream that or haven't had a chance to stream. I started Anatomy of Lies, or just watched the first episode. That was kind of fascinating, that on Peacock. And then the movie Maria with Angelina Jolie. Have you seen that?
I haven't. I mean,
It's on Netflix now, so
right. Well, I would have. I've probably said this before, or maybe I have. I'm not sure. But when stuff goes straight to streaming, I'm actually less likely to watch it than I am theatrical movies. I mean, maybe that'll change in a few years if I start having kids, but. For now,
When
as
you're
a
able
single
to,
person who's
yeah.
able to move about freely pretty much every day, I'd rather watch a movie on the big screen than on my little screen at home. And I mean, there's just, I as someone who sees like three movies a day when I'm not a day per week or so when I'm. When I go out, that's my movie time. When I'm home, that's my TV time, basically. So,
Yeah.
unless it's a movie that I really, really want to see, but that one's kind of like, well, if she gets Oscar nominated, maybe I'll check it out to just see if I can figure out what the Oscar voters were thinking.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and I mean you're in the city, so you're so close to theaters and from and where I live, a lot of times the stuff doesn't always come to our theaters, so I'm excited. And then Conclave, I never it had come and gone and I never got to see it. And then last I checked and it was on, I forget what it was, a Prime, I think, or Peacock maybe.
I think it's on
Peacock,
Peacock
yeah,
now.
so I watched that and I had checked at Thanksgiving time when Wesley was here, and it was 1999, so we didn't watch it. And then just this past weekend, it was free. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, so just that's about so for now, that's what I have. Who knows if I'll even get around to watching any of them, but that's the plan, so.
Well, you can still watch Christmas specials into January if you didn't have time for all of them. And then, the other movies, they're not tied to a specific time of the year anyway.
Those
But
are.
I'm hoping to watch Sabrina Carpenter has a special on Netflix called A Nonsense Christmas.
Okay.
And Nate Bargatze has a special on it's called A Nashville Christmas that's airing on
I
CBS.
did. When is that coming on?
Thursday the 19th. So tomorrow for us, but for our listeners, it will have already aired, but it'll be streaming on Paramount Plus. And then there's a another an Adult Swim movie called Yule Log 2. A couple years ago, there was this. It was kind of like a secret movie. It started out as just like a Yule log fireplace, and then it turned into a horror movie.
Oh, thanks.
And they made a sequel to that.
Okay.
And then maybe I'll rewatch some MST3K Christmas episodes while I'm wrapping presents. And maybe I'll even watch the very first Simpsons episode, finally, which was a Christmas
The
episode.
very first one was, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, we watched a funny Christmas, a Simpsons. Last Christmas, we were down at Wesley's, and Riley put on a Simpsons Christmas episode that was so funny and real and good. I don't know what season it was from at all, but
You might have mentioned that
yeah, I feel like I.
last year,
Oh, it was
or maybe
hilarious.
this isn't the first time that she's had you watch a Simpsons episode.
I don't know. It could have been. That was the first time I had seen that one, though.
Well, maybe it was that one that you mentioned before.
Yeah, I'll have to ask her when that was. But yeah, okay. I know it would be nice to have time to watch some of these. But yeah, the ones I most of the ones I listed. Except for Call the Midwife, weren't really Christmas ones, but yours are mostly
I think
Christmas.
I think there's actually a new Simpsons Christmas special, or I know there is. I haven't watched it yet. It's exclusive to Disney Plus. It's
Oh.
called "Oh Come On, All Ye Faithful." It's like a, I think, a two-part episode. So that's on Disney Plus now.
Okay.
Hopefully, I'll watch it soon. Maybe Riley will have you watch that.
Yeah.
Are you gonna be seeing your kids
Yeah, spread
anytime
out
soon?
though. Well, Riley and her boyfriend are coming Monday to Wednesday, and then Wesley and Elizabeth are coming Thursday to Sunday, so nobody's overlapping, and Rory is not coming, so it's kind of, it's not, I like when everybody's here, but next year, hopefully, we'll all be. Yeah, it's hard, and Rory, they're so far away, so it's hard for them to do all the traveling, so anyway. All right. Well, I think we
And one non-Christmas thing. If I have time, I might start watching Matlock, the new Kathy
Oh,
Bates
yeah,
Matlock.
I love it. I'm all caught up on that. It's really good. And she Kathy Bates is fabulous in it, so
Okay. I wrote trivia with a question mark, but I don't think either of us
Oh,
came up with
no, I didn't.
unless did you have a trivia
No, I
question?
didn't even think of doing that, so.
Yeah. Any promotions or recommendations? I didn't come up with
Nope.
any.
No,
Okay.
because I just wrote these the shows, so.
Yeah, well, I'll mention our my the normal promotions, which are our Patreon, which we have a Patreon if anyone is in the in if you want to give us a Christmas present of subscribing to our Patreon, I'm sure we'd appreciate that. And of course, Ken Jeong, you still have an open invitation to appear as a guest on this podcast if you'd ever like to. And all the other good stuff. If you'd like to leave us a review, you can do that, and we'll read it on air if you'd like us to. And you can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And I also set up a Blue Sky account for us. Do you know what Blue Sky is? It's similar to Twitter. For people who don't like Twitter anymore, Blue Sky is kind of similar, so you can follow us on there as well.
Okay.
And all right. Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah and Kwanzaa and Happy New Year to everyone.
Yeah, ditto. Good night.
Good night. Yeah. Well, you usually say a bit more, right?
I should have said, what is Merry Christmas? And what is good night?
Okay. And I'll say, this is what Aunt Beth says at the end of episodes.
Right.
Of That's Entertainment. We did it backwards, but all right. Until next Christmas, until next episode, keep your remotes handy and your eyes open for Santa.